So, do I just need to take probiotics when I take antibiotics for an infection? I don't know. Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. The beautiful Tina Nunziato. Fresh haircut and all.
Oh, yes. Both of us. Fresh haircuts.
That's right. That's right.
For those of you that are not watching us on YouTube, you should get on YouTube and check out our fresh new haircuts.
Please, please. Yes. And we're sorry that we missed last week.
Yes.
I mean, Tina was in Las Vegas.
I was in Vegas, baby.
Gambling. Like, yeah. I mean, I just can't keep control, yeah. You know, keep her under.
Lots of blackjack.
Yeah, yeah. But she came home with several thousand. Just kidding.
Yeah, you wish.
She was actually out there for a national dance competition. Mm-hmm. One of our twins, Casey, is in dance. And so, anyways, they had a great time. Mm-hmm. They had a great time. I was here just holding down the fort with the other two children. So it's great to be on the podcast again. And yeah, so what about that? Probiotics. Mm-hmm. You know, I one thing is that probiotics has been, they've been out for years now. I do remember when I started my gastroenterology training in 2000, that there was a lot of controversy about probiotics. And there were some of our attendings, which are our supervising gastroenterology professors, who were all about it, but the majority of them were still very skeptical about probiotics. And so I left my training kind of not being sure, because it was such a divided school of thought. But I was leaning more towards the school of thought that they were definitely beneficial. And so I remember, before Tina and I even started our wellness, I remember early on in my gastroenterology career that I was telling patients, you know, once I did their procedures and we did labs and blood, you know, blood work and CAT scan or whatever needed to be done to rule out the bad stuff, I remember telling patients, go to the store and buy some Align. That was a probiotic that I was most familiar with.
Well, that was probably one of the main ones that was out at that time.
Yeah, Align. And actually, I'm pretty sure it's still out there. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the big ones at that time. Is it out there still?
Yeah, it's out
okay.
there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't know, because now we have our own probiotic.
Yeah, for good reason.
That's right. We have our own probiotic. But I remember that I would tell patients, go get this probiotic. And I remember patients would ask me, well, why can't I just, you know, I eat yogurt. And why can't I just get it that way? And I would tell them, look, yogurt has a lot of sugar. Mm-hmm. So you're not only getting the good bacteria, but you're getting a ton of sugar.
Well, that, and you'd have to eat 25 yogurts a day.
Exactly, to get the amount that you need.
That you get in one
absolutely,
capsule.
Absolutely, absolutely. So they would go and get it, and then I'd see them back, and patients were feeling better. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I was sold on probiotics. So then fast forward, and we started our wellness program, and really fast forward, you know, now we have our own probiotic. And but I still find it intriguing and fascinated that there's still so much out there about, you know, skepticism about probiotics. So I had a dental appointment, and the dentist told me that his hygienist had just told him recently, you don't need to be taking probiotics all the time. It's not necessary. And he's like, yeah, so I'm pretty sure, you know, I'll just take him whenever I have to take some antibiotics. And, you know, I'm guessing that that's pretty much the only time we need to take him. Well, I really wanted to talk, except that his whole hand was in my mouth. And
had to have been frustrating.
Yeah. And that, like, the funny thing is, like, when
get
he's
your
talking,
hand out of my mouth, yeah, so I could teach you something.
When he's
brother.
Talking, he brings up a lot of topics.
He does. Yeah. We go to the same dentist.
Yeah. So, we go to the same dentist. And he
covers a lot of ground.
And I really want to answer him for so many of those topics. Like, but my, you know, he was like doing work in my mm-hmm. mouth, and I needed to get out of there. So, you know, but he just.
So did you even tell him even at all?
No, because then he left at the end, and it was, yeah.
He runs off. He doesn't really give you a chance to talk. Yeah. Right? He says what he needs to say and then he runs out.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy. Yeah. But I really wanted to tell him. I wanted to say, and I told Tina later, I said, you know, what I tell patients is, okay, these are some of the questions. Number one, do you have stress in your life? Who doesn't have stress? Then you should be taking probiotics every day. That one always is a shocker. They're like, well, what do you mean? Why would that matter? Because even your body is, you are a vibrational, energetic being, okay? And stress definitely affects the chemistry of your body and actually tends to make us a little more acidic, okay? But if you're under stress, that affects the bacteria. Flora, the bacteria in your intestine, okay? And you have trillions of bacteria, and that definitely affects it. If you're on any medicines, you should be taking probiotics. If you take reflux medicine, you should be taking probiotics. If you take an aspirin or ever use any anti-inflammatories like Motrin, ibuprofen, you should be taking probiotics. Definitely you should be taking probiotics if you take antibiotics. Absolutely.
Double up. That's when we tell patients to double up on their probiotic. I've heard a lot of patients say, well, I'm not going to take the probiotic while I'm taking the antibiotic because I don't want it to kill off, you know, what I'm taking, or I don't want it to not do its job. It will do its job and you'll be replenishing at the same time.
Absolutely. If you eat a lot of processed food or drink a lot of, eat a lot of processed food, if you eat chips, if you drink sodas, energy drinks, if you drink alcohol, you need to be on a probiotic.
Yeah. If you smoke. Any form of caffeine.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you smoke, you should be on a probiotic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many reasons why we should be on a probiotic. That when the question or somebody throws out, well, you know, we don't need to be on it. And I heard that only when you're on antibiotics or blah, 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 we shouldn't be taking it every day. We are surrounded by stress, by pollution, and all these things that I just talked about. I mean, lotions and creams that you put on your body, you know, things that absorb through your skin. There are a million reasons why you should be on a probiotic every day. Mm-hmm. Every day, because all you're doing is helping your gut. I mean, in case you didn't know, 80 to 90% of your immune system is within your gut.
And that's the system of your body that keeps you healthy.
Exactly.
So if you tend to get colds a lot, then your immune system is down. Tend to get infections a lot, that means your immune system is down. You need probiotics to rebuild it. Exactly. Anytime I talk to a patient or a client and they're telling me, well, I've had this infection or that infection or this infection, like constant infections, I tell them, no matter if they're having digestive issues or not, you have to be on a probiotic because your immune system is very compromised.
That's right. I mean, we have patients that we see who are just coming in just for a screening colonoscopy. So they may not be having, they probably don't have any symptoms. And, you know, and sometimes someone will ask me, hey, I saw that you guys have probiotics, you know, do you think I should be taking it? Absolutely. And I go through some of the questions. Do you have any stress in your life?
I ask that question to every single person I do a consult with. Everyone is at least, out of scale of 1 to 10, everyone is a 7 or up.
That's amazing.
Everyone that's so is a sad. 7 or up. And when I ask the question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed out are you? More than half of the people will say over 10, like an 11 or a 15 or whatever. It's crazy how stressed out people are.
Yeah, a lot of stress. Our children are stressed. I mean, our kids this year were telling us how there are so many of the kids at school that are on antidepressant, anti-anxiety medicines. I mean, it's
the kids are like threatening to kill themselves, you know, like so many kids,
absolutely.
You know, I don't want to live anymore. Like it's crazy. The mental health issues right now that we're dealing with, and a lot of it's coming out of COVID, you know, and, you know, kids being isolated and then the tech, right? The tech doesn't help. I mean, it's tough being a kid today with social media and everything. So, you know, it's just there is so much going on, and there's, you know, such a simple thing that you can do to help rebuild the body.
That's right. Look, all you're doing is putting a deposit of a ton of great healthy bacteria to help you out, to help your gut.
Yeah, I tell patients, think of it as like their army.
Yeah, exactly. Great analogy. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. That's right. Your little soldiers.
You're swallowing a bunch of little soldiers.
That's right.
To go in there and fight for you.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a little bit about probiotics. So mm-hmm. So the next question usually is, well, which probiotic should I take? Mm-hmm. You know, which one should I take? So look.
I mean, obviously we're going to say ours.
That's right.
But there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just I always tell people that not all probiotics are created equal. When you're buying a probiotic, one, you have to make sure it has at least 6 or 7 strains of bacteria, mm-hmm. and you have to make sure it has a lot of each, okay? So a lot of probiotics that are out there, like Align.
A lot of each strain.
Align only has 1 strain of bacteria, okay? So that's why it's not great. But even if you find a probiotic that has multiple strains of bacteria and it says 25 billion, you know, all this, if you look at the label very closely, it'll tell you all the strains of bacteria, but it'll only list the amount for all of them. It won't tell you how much of each. Mm-hmm. Typically, when they do that, that means that 90 to 90% of that capsule is the very first probiotic, the very first bacteria listed, because that's typically the cheapest bacteria that they can put in the capsule. You have to know how much you're getting of each. You have to make sure you're getting a lot of each. So that's really important. The other thing is looking at the other ingredients, which is typically listed under the box, the mm-hmm. supplement facts box. And if there's a laundry list of stuff, those are fillers. They're basically filling the capsule with that junk so they don't have to fill it with the actual good stuff. So you want to get something that's high potency,
right.
Lots of bacteria, no fillers. So all you're taking is the probiotic, because fillers can actually cause digestive issues. Mm-hmm. We're trying to help people get off or away from their digestive issues. So that's why ours, to me, are superior. You know, I consider our stuff medical grade supplements. So.
Yeah. And you know, going back to the fillers, I mean, you can buy them cheaper. The factories can make them cheaper by putting more filler in it as opposed to the actual active bacteria ingredient. You know, and these are things that, you know, I mean, we've learned a lot by working with the co-manufacturing companies that are helping us, you know, with our probiotics. And I can't, like, you know, during COVID, because I was at home, I took the project on of calling several co-manufacturing companies in regards to our supplements. You know, we were trying to look for someone that was closer to us. And Tina told me, she's like, be careful when you call them because they're going to try to talk you into the fillers and the binders. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, that was like the big thing. I mean, these people couldn't understand how we didn't want to put fillers in there. Why would you not put fillers in there? You can make it much cheaper. I'm like, yes, but in putting more fillers, you're going to put less of the actual good stuff, mm-hmm. right? Well, yeah, but don't you want to like make money off of this?
This is about getting people better.
Right.
Okay. So you have to understand that you have to look at where you're getting your stuff from. What is the intention of that thing, right? Are they just out there trying to make money? Because look, probiotics are out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about them. Everybody's looking for them. So there's going to be a ton of companies making probiotics because they know they can make money on them. So look at the intention of the product. Is this thing just trying to make money or is it trying to get me better? Okay. If you've been taking a probiotic for years and you're still having digestive issues or you're still suffering, that probiotic is no good, okay? You need to stop taking it. Or if you're taking that probiotic, you notice nothing has changed, not good. You should definitely notice a change when you take stuff. If not, then you should be getting off of it quickly.
Amen to that. All right, so hope that was helpful. And so the answer to that question is, you shouldn't be taking probiotics only when you're on antibiotics. Basically, everybody should be taking probiotics because pretty much everybody, especially in this country, mm-hmm. everybody can pretty much answer yes to one or more of those questions that I went through. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, if you would like to connect with us and let us help you out with your digestive issues, please check us out. Go to our website, www.drlizcruz.com. There's a pink magenta button right in the middle of that homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult, okay? Yes, I said free, okay? I mean, this is our gift to you, and this is what we provide for our patients too. So please connect with us, and if you love this show, please rate us, because that'll help other people like you to find us. And if you don't want to miss an episode, please subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast so that you never miss an episode. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.